to be top secret like the Shaolin Temple. But now I'm off the hills of a solar full of that ripple. I'm watching the end angle like a past participle. Mix my ripple with moat for sham pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mid pine thistle. That good, good green, that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my mass destruct missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new pistol. Struck a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full facial blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped and choked. Should have told you how chunky it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man. A grown man.
Attention, MegaCon attendees. This your homeboy, T.Y. Mobile, bringing you the latest episode of the Direct Edition, where you get the latest news and opinion on comic books, video games, anime, action figures, and related movies. We coming to you from sunny, wet sunny Orlando, Florida, where we went to MegaCon, and we going to bring you a recap of the last 2 days. I got a roundtable discussion going on here. We got my boy Dirty C. Jeezy in the house.
Tropical Punch Minute Maid coolers are the shit.
Master Jushin.
It's been a good day all around.
And Mad Wicked.
Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe gets me a call all the time.
So we bring you the latest recap of our attendance at MegaCon this 2010. Let's see what we had. Friday was a slow day. You know, Friday is usually the days where you go in, you scope out the scene, you know, you meet your artists, you see what's going on and whatnot.
What?
On Friday.
You get what on. The hell are you talking you about?
Friday at MegaCon.
T-Wan, focus. What the fuck are you talking about?
Focus.
Gentlemen, remember, we did get there 2 hours late.
Gentlemen, I'll go ahead and fucking put this shit out for you.
Your name also could have been on a list for a submission for an artist. But go ahead.
Anyway, some of us got the first appearance of Spider-Woman. Then some of us got
who?
25 issues of back issues of the greatest comic book ever made, The Uncanny X-Men.
The greatest comic book ever made?
Greatest comic fucking book. At, what did I fucking stutter?
I'm not going to argue with him on this. Don't
hey, bruh. And then I got a commission done by our boy Alvin Lee because I'm going to tell you what out there listening to this stupid show. Fucking Mike Choi wanted $300 for an 8.5x11 commission.
Oh, shit.
$300.
Not a mural. That's not for a mural on your wall.
Not a mural on my wall, Wicked. Not a painting. Not a life size.
That's like a picture you put on like a side table next to a fucking lamp.
See, no, you know, that goes back to what we were saying before. We were excited about Mike Choi. We were excited to get down there.
I've never been so excited about a little Asian in all my life.
Until you got to that part.
So remember the last cast we were talking about when you meet these guys, they either exceed or they break your expectations.
You definitely broke this shit.
$300 for 8.5.
That motherfucker thinks he's Dookie Twinkles.
It wasn't for like a 22x35.
No, not a 32x25. Mad Wicked.
If he would have told me $300 for 8.5x11, I think I would have been like, I know you like to thank your shit don't stay.
or give him the old saying, crack is whack. Mike, you need to check yourself into a fucking rehab facility. Right now.
You gonna check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I fucking just screamed like fucking Black Bolt. Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you God almighty.
They wiped out the whole convention.
Oh my God. I was there. I'd been for 3 months just getting ready. Ready.
We heard my joy.
Yeah, I mean, every time my friends heard me or, you know, whatever.
Isn't there another artist going to make a call? No, Mike Choi!
And I didn't give a damn about nobody else. I'm talking about, I didn't care that Jerry the King Lawler was there. I didn't give a damn if...
I missed the king? As much as me and you and stuff, we were like walking through things, and I'm like, wow, that's Jerry the King Lawler.
He just walked by. I'm like, oh, shit.
I totally missed that guy.
So, you know, Jerry the King Lawler. I mean, the chick that played Terminator 3 was there as well. Her little fine self.
Ray Parks.
Ray Parks was there. And then Mike Choi pulls this bullshit. $300. So then I sent my wife over there to go pull a little Pearl Harbor sneaky sneaky. Okay? And, you know, so she could go over there with the, you know, to go over there with a little, yeah, my husband's, like, loves Warpath. Can you please draw him something? He goes, yeah, for $300. I'm like, 300 fucking what? Rice pieces? 300 fucking noodles?
He must owe money to the triads.
I'm like,
he smuggled his ass over a different country in a boat and he owes him money.
I'm like, Mike, dude, yeah. No, I didn't say your name was Jim Ree. I said your name is Mike Choi, bro. Your name is Mike Choi, not Jim Lee. Mike Choi.
But still, I don't even think Jim Lee was 300 for 8.5 by 11.
But then again, if it was Jim Lee, people would pay it because Jim Lee put his work in, though.
But even still, with a
I think Adam Hughes only costs $250, $200,
and that's for 11 by 17.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let's just say he's more reasonable about his shit.
But Adam Hughes, I think he does ink wash, so he's
right. But let's say Adam Hughes is reasonable about some stuff. But remember, he also doesn't draw certain characters too either.
Yeah,
he's picky about his shit.
He'll pick and choose his list.
So
that's
which isn't really fucking, you know, fair to the people who get their names on there. Yeah, but
they sign up for the list.
I mean, honestly, that lady who's his assistant, she should tell him right then and there, choose another character. Otherwise, you won't get that shit. I mean,
they need to give us a list, a formulary list.
I know, right?
Choose one of these characters.
Put the list of the characters that you won't draw. So that way, no one will fucking be disappointed when you don't send them shit. Because that way, I'd be like,
"But why would you even put yourself out there like that? I don't draw these characters." That's like when we were talking to Jimmy Palmiotti one time, and he was talking about he was looking for the artist for Jonah Hex.
Yeah.
And he found the artist that he wanted, but the artist was on board. He was like, "Yeah, I'll do it." He was like, "But I can't draw horses. Do you mind if I do it? I'll do it as long as I don't have to draw horses."
Like, this is a Western.
So that's like saying, hey, I don't like to draw guns, so is that okay?
I'll do your artwork, but I don't like to draw faces.
So I just wanted to say out there, thank you so much, fucking Mike Choi. I appreciate it there, bro. Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Massachusetts thinks fucking Adam Hughes is a douche, but that's just me.
Who's even talking about Adam Hughes?
Oh, and Mike Choi.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
I'm just talking about an artist in general who set themselves and just who will just pick and choose or just won't do shit.
I mean,
shit.
He was number 10 of the top 10 new artists.
Someone who loves your art.
That might be what happened. He saw his name.
I'm just saying, you know, if someone who loves your art, you're not willing to do anything. If they're willing to pay you, you're not willing to draw something for them, you're a fucking douchebag. That's all I'm going
to
say.
$300. We'd like to give a big ups to Alvin Lee.
Alvin Lee, you kick ass, dude.
Throw another shout out to Mike Speedo Perkins. Although we did not get to hang with you this year, my friend, we are looking forward to you sooner or later.
Yeah. And as for you, Mike Choi, enjoy this drink. A Molotov cocktail on us. Out of your fucking head.
Yeah, that was dipped in, that was dipped in the fucking McNuggets.
Harry McNuggets.
Take that. You and your ugly ass fucking girlfriend.
That fucking dragon nut you brought in there.
Yeah. That shit you brought in there that you got from the Humane Society.
Oh.
The fuck's wrong with you?
Damn, are we adding Mike Choi to the list with Bendis?
We gonna add him to the list.
He's not that bad.
I'm gonna put him down at the bottom of it.
No, I'm just feeling very spiteful.
In fine print.
He's not that bad.
Put him in fine print. You guys may not put him, but on my list, he's in fine print.
But shoot, another thing. How was the comic selection this year?
Honestly,
I know you mentioned you got what you picked up 25.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what I'm starting to see
there wasn't that many vendors for comics.
Oh, I disagree.
I thought there were vendors for comic books, but I think they're either the same number or a little bit less than there were last year.
I'll tell you this. The one thing I do like is there were more back issues, older issues.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's trying to get rid of their stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot more Silver Age. A lot more early 80s, late 70s.
Yeah, you're starting to see more of the the stuff that people want to actually collect to come out.
Yes, if you want to collect and get your collection with the back issues up, now is the time to do it. I mean, guys out there, just listen, listeners. They had X-Men from 150 and down for $5 a piece. I mean, were they
in good condition?
Were they you know, mint condition? No.
Yes.
But were they very good to find? Yes.
Excellent deals. I mean, I got a Old Man Logan Michael Turner sketch cover for $40.
Wicked, you jumped into my next point, and I was going to talk about how you're starting to see a lot more variant covers that people are trying to get rid of as well.
Yeah.
I guess these vendors, they're ordering the variant covers. Is it supposed to be?
There was one vendor who had nothing but variant covers out.
I saw one with a long box full of the variant covers.
Right. And here's my thing. Doesn't that say something to comic book companies or something? Stop making 500 fucking variant covers.
That's what they do to try to up their orders. The variant cover would be...
You can't get it like after 25 orders, you get one.
You have to order 100 copies of a particular issue, and you get one variant cover.
Stop fucking us already, okay?
But then if that variant cover is so rare, and you try to push it off for $200, who's going to buy that for $200?
Some dumbass
living with his mom, not the guy who's actually working a full job to pay for his fucking family, who loves fucking comic books.
And
damn, so way to go there, Master. That's the first thought you've had that was actually intelligent. Way
today?
To go, man. Hell yeah. That was well planned, well thought out. I mean, that actually made sense. Way to go.
I have them very few.
So the shops are holding on to it for I don't know how long because nobody's buying it. And then you end up bringing it to MegaCon, marking it down. So what? So you're losing money on it.
I will tell you what, too. I bought a 9.6 CGC graded X-Men 136, issue 136, for $80. And he threw in, he said, since I couldn't read...
The graded version.
I couldn't read the CGC version or the graded version that he gave me a copy with it so I could read. So basically for $80, I got two comics. One was a 9.6.
Graded.
And the other one was damn near very fine. So maybe some of them guys are trying to get rid of their CGC graded stuff too.
And who was that comic shop, by the way?
That would be Crazy Ed's. Ed, great job, baby. Yeah.
So Ed,
mad props.
Ed did a good job. He helped Casey get to help Jeezy get the, what was it, X-Men 136? Another thing I saw was a lot of the older action figures are starting to make a comeback. Mm-hmm. So some of the vendors had the loose figures for a dollar in the bins. You know, grab what you can for a dollar. I mean, I seen some broken Ninja Turtles in there, some McDonald's toys that we already had. But as far as the action figure selection, I'm still seeing the Marvel Legends go for outrageous prices.
Because I would love to get a Crossbones. I would love to get, you know, Marvel Select or Marvel Legends Crossbone. Bro, I don't ever see it. I ain't see $150.
Shoot, was it? I mean, is that still a valid price for Marvel Legends? I mean, they've gone on far after that with they changed the license from Hasbro, released the Marvel Selects, but I mean, I'm still seeing these Marvel Legends outrageous prices. I like to pick some up, too.
Are they still making Marvel Legends?
Mm-hmm. They stopped. I think they're going to restart it. Maybe that'll just bring the price down a little bit. I mean, just a few of the things we saw, the G.I. Joes, the old G.I. Joes, the new G.I. Joes.
I'm a Croc Master. All accessories included, and file card, not on the card, but the file card was included. Got me a road pick, too.
And we saw some of the DC Universe.
The figures. God, DC was the one that was killing me. I mean, these all came out of Walmart, what, between 1 and 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Dude, Eradicator was going for $150.
Yeah. Like Superboy,
like it's gonna reach around and give me a
stranger.
Never mind. and And then me and Wicked, you know, being out and searching like we were, found the San Diego Con Lobo figure. And that dude said 150. I said, shitting me.
Okay. And look it up on eBay.
Yep.
Exactly.
What did I say earlier about those Marvel sculpted the busts? They're selling those for like about 175. Mm-hmm. For the there was a Jean Grey, Nova. Yeah.
Yep. And that's another one. With these statues they used to have, those were like all the rage, and they would be asking $300.
Yeah.
And people were paying them. Mm-hmm. Now you can get one for $100. I saw like a foot and a half Black Panther for like $85.
I think what was that? How much was that Thor you saw the other day, Friday? That fucking huge ass Thor. It was in a black box about this big.
Was it 100 or 2?
I think it was $200. Fucking Thor was huge.
And another thing, and I guess I'm not sure whether. Well, actually, I guess the availability of it is very rare. And, you know, when they produce them, they only make fucking 18 of them. The Master of the Universe classic lines. Because me and Jay-Z are definitely big fans of that. And, of course, as you can tell from our videos on YouTube and such. But, yeah, they had a trap jar out there for $50.
I saw that.
That bastard came out earlier this damn month. No, last month anyway. But, you know, Battle Cat for $100.
Yeah, which they were selling it for $30.
Yeah.
You know, when it originally came out, it was $30. Now, don't get me wrong. I know at Maddie Collectibles within, 2 hours, the system crashed because everybody was buying a damn thing.
Sold out, or
like 40 minutes.
Or something ridiculous like that, yeah. And the Battle Armor He-Man, which is the one I wanted, was still like $60. I'm like, damn.
Now, vendors, you know, I guess, we can't blame, as far as the production quantity, yeah, we can blame Maddie on that. But vendors, come on. This bastard just came out. You want $100 for him already?
Already?
Fuck your couch.
Put your couch on the phone. Yes, hello, couch. Fuck you.
Yeah. Who am I speaking to? Oh, this is couch? Yeah, couch. I got a little message for you.
It's crazy.
Well, those are a few of the figures. I didn't see any Black as Night figures.
I saw them. Those were no problem to find.
Shoot, some of the DC Universe, the 3 3/4 figures, the Marvel Universe 3, but those were still in Walmart.
Yeah.
And I mean, all the ones that was in Walmart, they were asking, $10, $12 for them?
Yeah.
You can pick them up at Walmart for $8.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know. One thing that I really didn't see much of at all were any Justice League figures, as far as Justice League Unlimited.
Uh-huh.
I only saw, one guy had, the Green Lantern set with Avenger, Sinestro, and Hal Jordan in pilot suit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one other person might have had just a Batman with Wonder Pig. And that was it.
With fucking what?
Wonder Pig. Wonder Woman got turned into a pig.
Wonder Woman got turned into a pig, so we come to Wonder Pig.
What? Yeah,
remember Red Tornado was going up the aisle, he stopped.
He said, sweet pig. I'm so blue.
You don't remember that? Cersei turned Wonder Woman into
what?
And Batman had to end up singing the song?
What in the hell?
He must have missed that episode. Let's move on.
You gotta get that episode.
He's missed that episode.
She turned him into a pig?
She turned Wonder Woman into a pig. Cersei.
Why couldn't she turn fucking Batman into a pig?
Because she had no beef with Batman.
Oh. Anyway, let's move on. I've spent the last 30 seconds of my life that I'll never get back talking about that shit.
We gotta make you watch that episode.
No.
But you know, what I saw with the action figures, I think Regisa was saying the same thing with the comics. You know, there was a lot of back issues in comics. I think they're trying to, you know, have a lot of back stock on the action figures that they have, and they're trying to get rid of them, trying to get whatever they can for them. But, you know, Massachusetts, you know, we breezed the anime section going into, or the hentai section going into Megacon.
I did not breeze the hentai section.
Did you breeze the hentai section
No.
this year?
Not this year.
Not this year?
Not this year.
But I did see a few anime.
I did breeze the anime, though.
But that was, again, I mean.
Like I said, the past few years, these guys have just been bringing the same stuff.
Yeah.
I said it last year, and the same thing here. They're just bringing the same stuff that I've seen last year and the year before that, and they're not really bringing anything new. The only thing I've seen new is the stuff that Funimation brings themselves.
Yeah.
And that's the only table that I saw with anything new animation-wise.
But that's Funimation. They figure, you come to us, we're going to charge you an extra $250 for it.
No, don't get me wrong. Funimation will probably charge you an extra $5 than Best Buy, that you can buy that shit at Best Buy, but, you know...
Yeah,
like it's Funimation. It's their fuck. Is their products? They can sell it for. All right.
What are some of the products? Fill me in because I don't got a clue.
It's just TV shows, animation shows. Shin Chan.
Who?
Afro Samurai Resurrection.
Yeah. Oh, Afro Samurai. Yeah, okay, Samurai. Now you're talking about something I understand.
Afro Samurai, you know, is put out by the company Funimation. If you get it at Best Buy, you probably pay what now? You probably can get both 18. Of them collected together. Probably for what, $30, $30,
$35? I'd say $30 if they have it.
Yeah, $30, $35, you probably can pick it up at Best Buy. But if you go to MegaCon at the Funimation booth, you probably have to get them
$40.
$40 a piece.
Oh, okay.
Because they have a, you two know Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
It was on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, they had a box set for $70 for one season of Yu Yu Hakusho. Well, you could buy that for about $40, $50 at Best Buy. But. Like I said, it's their product. They can put a price on whatever they want.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that table that I saw in anything new animation wise. I saw, you know, but there are some things that they show out there, Japanese foreign film wise, Japanese movies. You know, they got some interesting stuff out there.
But even those, I've seen a cut back in.
Yeah, they're trying to cut back a lot on bootlegging and bootlegs and shit. You know. They got more cops walking around, and
they did. You know, remember last
year?
Too.
Remember last year? They had one guy box up a lot of his stuff because the cops that were in there making him box up a lot of his stuff because a lot of it was
copyright and pirating. Exactly. And stuff like that. I noticed there were a lot more, you know, officers on the floor or security guards on the floor this year than it was last year. Because the only two that I saw
were the two
at
bitties.
The door,
yep.
That checked your badge before you went in.
Yep.
And this year, it was a bald one, a lady that was flirting with Massachusetts.
Hey, I found out the scoop. They arrested a guy for taking pictures of other women. Now I know that's illegal.
Get permission first.
At least get their permission.
Get permission first.
Oh, shit, you're going to be on the 10 most wanted list.
Exactly. Dude, shit. Hell,
you need to take the first plane. You need to take the first plane out of the country, bro. What the hell?
Damn, they're going to put you in some...
The Orlando airport is right around the corner, bro. We can have you out of here in 20 minutes.
She said it wasn't illegal for me to take pictures of her, though. As long as I didn't put them on the internet.
What the hell?
Oh, my God. Alcatraz.
But mostly their only problems they had this year were people, mostly young kids, trying to like shoplift. Basically, that was their whole thing.
I'm gonna tell you what one of our buddies who went with us made a point. Let me tell you something about all these damn little kids and their animes and shit like that. I mean, it's okay. I mean, I understand everybody's got their thing that they like, and that's cool, and I'm totally down with that. But dude, I feel sorry for all these vendors because, man, was it too much money changing hands? I mean, dude, you didn't have a lot of guys walking around with bags and shit, you know, of stuff they were collecting. They were just a lot of them dudes were just there to hang out.
Yeah, you pay them $50 for the weekend.
For the whole weekend, and all
you want to do is just hang out. Motherfucker, just go around the corner to your street, dress up, and y'all can all have a party.
Matter of fact, you don't even have to pay the fucking money to get in and hang out. You just have to sit out in front of the thing, just chill with your friends.
Yeah, there was people out there who never went in and had no bracelet, no nothing, dressed up and hanged out in front of the door. Yeah. What the fuck is that about?
I couldn't tell you.
Me either.
They're young.
Dude, I guess so. There's something. But another aspect I think we need to hit on too is the celebrity guests.
Yeah.
Mad with you.
No,
Was that you?
I think this year MegaCon wise, I wasn't really too impressed with the celebrity list.
I'm gonna tell you what. You know who the most popular guest was they had there?
The Star Trek lady.
Not Uhuru. And not Billy Dee Williams.
Britt Spriner, LeVar Burton.
Who the hell is that?
LeVar Burton?
Jordy LaForge.
Oh, Jordy LaForge. If that's him, then yes.
Kunta Kinte in space.
Yeah. Oh, man, would you stop it?
How about leave Kunta alone. Hey, maybe just hop on one leg, one foot.
Hey, yeah, Reading Rainbow, dude.
Yeah.
That guy had a line around the corner. And when I mean around the corner, what the hell was everybody's obsession with Jordy?
It's, you know what? Is Jordy had to, he had a unique look on Star Trek. And let's give it to him.
Dude,
and
he was the fucking Scotty.
And he was. Like I said, he had a unique look. And I'm going to throw this also out there.
Yeah.
He is also on Reading Rainbow. So there's a lot of kids who grew up who were influenced, you know, watching his show. So, of course, that also is a factor. I'm just...
Yeah. Man, how about Uhura was fine as hell and still looks pretty as an old lady?
Yeah.
Dude, I would have. But, you know, I mean, that's what I figured would have been. What it would have been.
Walking around with sawdust hanging off his sleeve.
She going to be in this room right now and get you out.
She going to catch me with a phaser at him. Bitch, this shit ain't filled with sawdust.
You knocked the dust off of it, Jeezy?
Man, back in the day, hell yeah. Boy, Hurl was fine even up to 10, 15.
I saw this. There were a lot of sexy Star Trek people.
Yes, there were.
Dressed up for the, like, the ladies.
Yes.
Normally I'm used to seeing, you know, like little sea cows everywhere.
A sea cow.
There were like a lot of ladies dressed up. I'm like, man.
Yes, and you know what the weird part was? They were more underweight than overweight.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I'm just going to say this.
Oh, shit.
J.J. Abrams, you brought sexy back to Star Trek. Thank you.
J.J. Abrams brought sexy. J.J. Abrams brought sexy back.
J.J., you down on mine.
Who the hell is J.J. Abrams?
He directed the latest Star Trek movie.
Anyway, fucking A.
Fucking
A. You know what? I was going to say Casey. He created Locke, but I was going to say, yeah, just leave that guy.
Yeah, leave that one alone.
He created who?
Nothing. Okay. Yeah, so there were a lot of fine.
Oh, hold on. And you know what was funny? Billy Dee Williams had nobody in the waiting line. Nobody was paying for Billy Dee.
Don't say that, man. You're breaking my heart.
I'm dead serious.
Where were you at? Why weren't you
in line? I was in the video game area watching this little fucking little chink-eyed bastard fucking kick everybody.
What? Chink-eyed bastard? Whoa! We're not talking about my Choi here. What the hell's wrong with you?
Once again, the views and opinion of Mastitution do not reflect those of the Direct Edition.
People understand, these are just jokes. We love everybody, and you know, hey, if it's your thing, do it. Set the summit at this point.
No, but this little boy was just fucking sitting there playing Call of Duty and kicking everybody's ass. And then when he got up from kicking everybody's ass, he was sitting there meme-mugging everybody like, yeah, I owned your asses, well, bitches.
He's young. He ain't got a job. He apparently just can go home and play that shit all day.
All the ones that were on the gaming systems for a while, we saw Fat Albert on there.
Mm-hmm.
He was on there for... I mean,
who the hell is Fat Albert?
Fred Dukes was running the damn fucking Call of Duty. Fred Dukes? And he had, Fred Dukes had the softest fucking voice. Alonzo Mourning, I need you to take down for the Call of Duty. I was like, what the fuck?
Alonzo Mourning was gaming.
I find it hard to believe the former center of the Miami Heat, you know.
Yeah, he was out, he was
there playing.
Call of Duty.
What are we talking about here?
Well, the point we were trying to make is that most of the people on the gaming systems that was destroying everybody else were these short, overweight kids that don't have kids. That don't have anything else to do.
No kidding. That's why they look like
play
that.
Video games.
Parents, kick your kids outside. My dad bought a Nintendo, kept that shit locked up except for Christmas every year. Every other day of the fucking week or month, year, I was outside running around, getting fucking cut up, getting bit by bees, snakes, wasps,
Bit by a bee.
The man eating bees.
Bit by a bee.
Massachusetts Hollywood memories.
Hey, I lived in a rough area, okay? Bees didn't have stingers. They had teeth, okay?
Man eating snails and shit.
Bitches came out ready to eat.
We don't go over there. The bees bite.
They came to you. Okay.
See those stings.
But that's
run out and play. I'm just saying, you know, kids need to discover the world. I don't care if that kid's allergic. You can give him a shot and then kick his ass outside. Fucking get some sun.
Are you telling people to harm their kids?
Say what?
You telling people to harm their kids?
I'm not telling them to harm their kids. Kids are just—they're too centered on fucking video games. They don't even know how to play fucking basketball or anything. I'm just saying. Show them some sports. Get them to play soccer and football, something. Just get them outside to
Way
run
to
around.
Go with the public service announcement, bro.
That's you right. Know. Regulate that video game.
You know, even if it was my kid, I would get his ass outside and chase his ass down with a car, even if it got out some fucking exercise.
What the saying? And other things that were going on in Megacon.
I said if it was my kid, not theirs. They don't have to follow my example.
You notice the difference? The NFL instituted the 60 minutes a day play or something like that.
I did see that.
And they got, you know, these NFL guys running around laughing with kids. Then you got the 60 minutes of hauling ass with Master Dushin behind them on a motherfucker with a car. Get your ass ready. Hey, go run. But I don't want to grin. Jesus.
Yeah, they damn come in and tase Constitution in his sleep to stop him from procreating.
Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all another thing, dude. I'm going to tell you what was a huge, huge disappointment. Artist Alley.
Yeah. There was a few. I can't say a few. I think there was one.
There was two that I saw.
One or two. That I saw that I wanted to get something from, but everything else, it was maybe
the same old,
and like every slap nut Tom, Dick, and Harry can just drop what $200. How much is it for a table of Artist Alley? $150, however much it is, drop that money down there and try to make a quick buck about it. And they're not putting any quality into their product, they're not putting any time or effort to practice their craft. They just figure, hey, the next guy's doing it, I can do it too. And I mean, you know, I'm all for that, but, you know, bring something to the table. You know, bring some quality art. Bring some quality sequentials. You know, bring something to the table, not just something you drew up overnight and printed at Kinko's, and then you want to push it on everybody.
At the last minute.
You know what I mean? I mean, am I alone on this? Or is it?
Amen, T-Wan.
Hallelujahs.
But
Hallelujah.
Artist Alley could have been a whole lot better. And I know that may be one of the things that got to you, Jeezy, but another thing that got to me was the crammed space.
Oh, my Lord, guys. Yeah. Whoever's running MegaCon, one request, just go to the West Consort.
North Concourse.
Sorry. It's bigger. Dude, that was like having 10,000 people in a closet.
2 years ago when they had it in the Southern Concourse, that was the best space. Yes, you had extra space where people were just sitting around, but guess what? It was good because people weren't just congregating marshaling the areas. People were able to move around, flow freely.
And you're going to have your costumers. You're going to have people stopping.
And you are going to have your areas where people back up. You know, this is just going
to
happen.
Well, that's mainly caused by people wanting to stop and take pictures. And
well, even then, there are people who don't. Because when you guys were checking out, where you guys were looking for figures or looking for some comics or something, me and the Ricer were standing back along the back aisle. We were just standing there.
The Ricer?
In the back aisle, just waiting, just watching people go by. And all of a sudden, I shit you not, it happened to us twice. A group of guys just stopped in front of us and just start talking. And just started blocking up that. We moved away to just stand back and watch more people go. And fucking another group just fucking congregate in front of us. I said, what the fuck is going on? What the hell?
First of all, something that I noticed was, first of all, those halls, or the little pathways, aren't very big to begin with.
Yeah.
Number two, and I noticed this when Wicked was doing it, and like I said, he wasn't doing it on purpose, but most of the vendors have their comic books facing the aisle. So you have to stand in the aisle to look through comic books.
You do. You really do.
So if you got, it's a small space anyway, you got a person on the left side of the aisle looking at comic books and a right person on the right-hand part of the aisle looking at comic books. Mm-hmm.
half the space has just been depleted.
Coliseum had a jam on one side because they were saying get 4 free comic books out of
and
that
every
one band.
Slap and dick and Harry to fucking get walked up trying to get a free comic book. Oh, 4 free comic books, hell yeah.
And
caused damn near a riot in a closet spaced area.
Shit, Hillary's wife stopped because she bent over and turned away. I was like, yeah.
Oh, shh.
Once again, there's already a limited amount of space, and you know it could be increased if they move to the large. You know your MegaCon is increasing in size. You know more people are finding out about it, more people are attending. Why do you want to stay in the same space, the same area? Why won't you expand to allow for growth? And but then with that limited amount of space, you got. You know, there's nothing, I don't have nothing against motherhoods or anything like that, but you got these moms or dads, and they're bringing in strollers.
Oh.
And getting mad
with these little
hitting
kids.
Their kid's stroller.
Exactly, and they get upset because it's crowded and people are bumping into their baby's
stroller. Like, bitch, you shouldn't have brought the fucking stroller here in the first place.
And it just...
No.
Because they have these fucking carry-on where you can fucking pull the kid to your chest and carry him that way. If you're going to be in a crowded space, do that. And, you know, because that way you won't get pissed off when someone bumps your
the
carriage
by
accident.
The only thing I disagree with Master Jushin about that was don't bring the stroller. Just don't bring that kid, man. Because every little kid that was in a stroller... I mean, one of our buddies brought up a great point. What if one of these guys walking around with a sword... or something, even though the blade is not sharp, it's still got a point. Mm-hmm. Let one of them run into them little kids and probably damn near kill one of them.
Yeah. Or their backpacks. Because that was one thing. I think me and Churchill were talking about this, too. There was some of their outfits. Like, I'm not sure the girl's name, but I know the character's from Inuyasha. And she has a gigantic boomerang.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the girl was dressed like her. And this boomerang was like 3 or 2 feet taller than she was. And she was carrying that around. And you know me, and you know back to that, I would say just don't bring your tom, don't bring your infants.
Yeah,
exactly. I agree. Brave,
you know,
if they got to be in a stroller,
you're only going to be gone a few hours.
If they have to be in a stroller, don't bring them.
Yeah.
If they have to be in a stroller, don't bring them.
It's already a crammed amount of space. I have to agree. Now, I did bring my baby TY Mobile to a convention once, but that was at FX show, and it was. It's a different
situation.
Much more space than the MegaCon. Yep.
I'm going to tell you.
It wasn't as crowded.
I'm going to tell you just a quick story that we all went through. First of all, there was a dad there with 4 little kids, and one of them was in a stroller. And then mother 3 are just running butt fucking wild.
I missed that.
They were on the bus with us when we went back.
Oh, that fucker?
Yes. Yes, Master Jushin, that
baby boomer looking back at me with his fucking blue eyes, called me a monkey.
Well, yes.
Fucking snitched his, I almost snatched his ass and fucking rolled him down the damn aisle of the bus.
Master Jushin, the monkey, except
for that fucking.
He looked at me. Master Jushin looked at me. He said, "I think I've been insulted."
Motherfucker said,
"What?"
I think I've just been insulted.
And I was like, "Master Juice, you want to borrow my belt?"
And another thing, look, with people, I'm going to get on this fucking chud that sat next to me on the fucking bus. When the people got off the fucking bus and there were seats left, you guys made it, you were sitting next to the big dirty seat. You got up into an empty seat to sit by yourself. Your brother did the same thing, right? This motherfucking chud was sitting next to me.
And you liked it.
There were empty seats all around us. This motherfucker sat there like he was afraid to turn left or right. I looked in there and I said, "Bruh, are you comfortable? Are you cozy or something?" Because that motherfucker did not move, leave the seat, nothing. He just sat there until the bus pulled over to our spot. I was like, "What the hell? Are we dating or something?"
You should have told him that. You expect him to put out.
I'm telling you, man. I'm like, "Wow, man. I'm glad you stuck with me for this fucking ride. Although there were 12 other empty other fucking seats on this bus you could have sat in."
And I'm going to tell you another reason to move it to the North Concourse?
North Concourse.
Parking. I mean, come on. Who drew this up? A 4th grader with a crayon and a sheet of paper?
Speaking of 4th grader, you know, just on, and this just goes out to anybody. I hope everybody who went there enjoyed the MegaCon. Yes. You know, and if it's your first one,
it was a good day.
Great. But I've never seen the line so fucking big. Advance tickets, people. Get your advance tickets online. I don't think I've ever seen the line that fucking big before.
That line and I'm just fucking stretched laughing at ever.
I got tired of laughing. I really did. I never thought I'd say that.
I think I'm going to be undercutting it. But to all you viewers and listeners, listen to this stupid show again. I think the line to pay for tickets was damn near 250 yards long.
It was, at least, matter of fact, it went down that fucking ramp that I rolled down
that
last
year.
It went down the fucking ramp and around. I swear to God.
We were at gate D, and that ramp is like in between gate B and C.
And that's how far it was.
And then there were people waiting outside.
Outside, right in front of the convention.
That's a funny place to be.
And not to mention the fucking cheerleading. What I found funny about this whole thing
is that when you got these geeks and dweebs and fucking virgins running around at MegaCon, but we're not virgins. You got the fucking cheerleaders. You got the little high school little cheerleading competition going on at the same time.
Right.
So the fucking moms are walking their kids, and these fucking lecherous little virgins are like looking around like, oh shit, fresh meat, like the fucking National Geographic, ready to fucking pounce on some shit, you know?
Massachusetts.
You speaking from experience? What the hell brought that?
It's
man.
Just something I thought of.
Gotta catch a predator.
he was like, hey, Massachusetts, come on in.
You would never catch me.
I'm eating some sandwiches in the back.
I'm out. Are you here to meet Sally?
I've seen this on Dateline.
Are you here to meet Sally?
No, I am not.
You can just take off your clothes at the door if you like. Meet me in the back.
My God.
Oh. I love it.
How did it turn into the... So, like at MegaCon. Hey, guys, honestly, I had a great time.
I'm just saying, virgins, we all
man,
know...
Man, okay, we're off of that subject. Now, you can stop. Jesus Christ.
Just say it.
Refocus, man.
Right. Look, I just want to get this off my chest.
Oh, my God.
It's going to fucking eat me up. Virgins, we all grew up liking cheerleaders, but when you see them walk by, fucking leave that shit alone. You don't need a rape charge on you unless you've already got one, but then I'm just saying, you don't need another.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like somebody got attacked.
You might not. You don't know. I'm just trying to help somebody out.
The underground disciples of Jushin, they might have snatched
up. The underground disciples of Jushin.
That's right. The UDJ is out there, baby.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Get a fucking shirt.
And one more, another reason to, bigger venue is adequate vending and restroom facilities.
They did have better restroom facilities at that place.
Yeah.
How about this? Get some fucking working ATMs. You have that big ass convention center. At least get some big ass ATMs.
I think that's
that
a convention center.
That's not MegaCon. Nothing to do with that. I am talking to
the convention center.
Oh, of course. Improvements to MegaCon by Master Jushin.
Improvements to the convention center.
I will say this though: Friday it was great because there wasn't so many people there, and you could really move around.
Yeah, you could talk to the artists and everything like that.
I just think, in my own opinion, Saturday was just it's going to be a big day. If there's going to be a day when people stay there the whole day, it's going to be Saturday. And you just threw in 20 bazillion people into a very cramped, small area. And, I mean, I'm just saying, it was kind of uncomfortable. And once again, convention goers, deodorant. Deodorant.
Wash. You know, there's a difference. I smell some body odor, then, hey. I smelled some nasty nookie in there, too. And I was like, that's not even musk. That's somebody's nasty Twizzle. I smelled it.
Did
you just say Twizzle? Yes, dude. I caught a whiff of that, too. I was standing right there, too.
Is that French?
It was something, because that shit was raw.
Somebody's
the room. There's a zombie in the crowd someplace around here. That smells
dead. Was nasty. And convention, listen, I know it's not hard to, you've got these damn buses on the sideline. It's not hard to mobilize these bus drivers and get them out there. I'm pretty sure they like to make money.
I don't remember them ever doing the shuttles before.
No, they did the shuttles last year, too.
Did they do the shuttles?
Yes, they did the shuttles because they're parked all the way in the fucking northern concourse. You're going to want the shuttles to go over to the western. Actually, but look, if you're going to have these shuttles, at least make sure that you got enough to fucking transport your people. Because we had to take the short bus yesterday after waiting 15, 20 minutes.
I said you should always on the short bus.
Yes, I am. But the white guy today, the old white guy today was afraid of being mugged because there was a line coming out the building and it kept going. And he was like, are we got any more buses coming? Because I'm about to get jumped. That man was afraid for his life.
Yeah, at least get him... give it some kind of schedule for the buses to arrive.
Get them at least and 8 buses running. I mean, saying 4 buses wasn't working. Well, whatever system y'all had this year was not running efficiently. And then get the bus drivers running logically. That guy we took this afternoon took a fucking right, went down the street, got caught in a light that wasn't turning. Then he took the turn, dropped these guys off in another fucking parking lot all together. Then got caught trying to do a U-turn. He had to stop. And then he took a set of fucking. I'm like, do you even know how to drive a bus, man?
Do what they're doing.
What did you ask him when he got on the bus?
I asked him because he opened up the compartment to throw the stroller in. I asked, and I think that guy got off the bus without his stroller.
No, he got it because they got off.
Did the bus driver get off and open up the thing? Okay. Because he opened up the luggage compartment underneath the coach and threw it up underneath there. I said, can you, like, throw people up underneath there for the few minutes? I mean, it's just a quick ride. He's like, he just looked like, no. Like, no, I cannot. I said, even though it's just a quick 5-10 minute trip.
Yeah, but did you get your ass in there?
I'm like, no thanks, sir. I'm at the head of the line. I'm getting on the fucking seat.
That you like, get you up on my secrets. No, you must die.
He almost got choked the fuck out. I would have drove that bus myself.
Oh, shit. We would have never made it.
No, we would have made it. We would have made it, but I would have flipped that bitch when we got to the parking lot.
We went into the U-turn, crossing the damn grass, knocking over palm trees. Yeah, but shoot. Another part of MegaCon that we enjoyed this year, there was quite a few, you know, good costume working that was in there.
Yeah, that was excellent costumes this year.
I mean, I didn't see too many.
You know, I didn't see this year the couple that we usually see every year, the Hawkman and Hawkwoman.
The Heroes for Hire, I think they're called. I think they're a company that they come dressed up. Or,
I didn't see them this year.
I didn't see them either, now that I think about it.
Because they usually come in, they do DC Hero, then they switch up, and they'll come back later, and they did Hawkman, Hawkwoman, then they'll do Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, they'll come back and do Scarlet Witch Vision.
They did Daredevil and Elektra 1 year. They did the Holly Berry Catwoman that the woman was dressed as.
So there's always some good costumes today. We saw I saw a nice black, what's her name? Not Black Canary. I forgot her name.
Sure, when we first got in there, we saw a few of from the Blackest Night series, a few of the different lanterns that were coming out.
We saw a Green Lantern with a vagina. A male Green Lantern with a vagina. With a vajayjay.
And shoot, there was some nice Wonder Womans.
There were some great... There were some good Jedi or Sith.
What is always Jedi and Stormtroopers there, too? You know, I think that's becoming... 501st? Yeah, I think that's becoming one of the easiest costumes to, you know, to get...
Now, this year, they weren't roaming around in a pack like they usually did.
Yeah.
Good point, yeah. You're right.
There
was some diversified, too. There was more clone troopers there today.
Yeah,
I saw one of them.
Or getting on the bus.
And there was one guy who had they had different colors and, you know, kind of like the Clone Wars type of deal.
They started to put their own spin to it. Some of the Mandalorians.
And I got it. The Fat DeLoreans is more like it. There was a dude in there that was like 400 Boba pounds. Fett. Yeah. It was Boba Fat.
I missed him.
All I'm going to say is this, too. One more thing, guys. I know we've talked about this, but I got to reiterate this. Okay.
you know, if you're wearing a costume or whatever, I expect you to sweat because those costumes get hot as all get out. But if you're a normal dude and you're funking up the joint because you ain't put no deodorant on or something's wrong, and I'm standing beside you, I'm 6 foot 295, guess who's going to get blamed? Me. And I got long hair and facial hair. They're going to say, oh, that fat guy's stinking the place up. And I take very good care. I wash. I put deodorant on. I even carry extra deodorant in case I'm kicking.
I think they should just fall. So would you.
I said, would y'all please, you mega con attendees, please put that shit in your bag. Thank you. Now, what were we talking about? Yeah, costume. Like I said before. Can I ask you ladies one more thing? If you are wearing a costume, please shave.
Who you're talking about?
Please shave.
What are you talking about?
Well, shaving is a must. I mean, if you coming out, you putting your invitation to your favorite character, you know, come correct. You know, don't half step it. You know,
yes, don't have underarm hair.
Hairy armpits are not attractive.
No. Go all the way. And
I don't care if you're European or not. Just no. And Slave Leia don't look good with the pubes hanging out of the underarm.
Just like she wouldn't look good if she was fat.
Good point.
Yeah, that brings up another one. Like Jeezy said in the previous podcast, spandex is a privilege.
Not a right.
Not a right. And who we saw, it wasn't Chun-Li we saw. That
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li.
Do the truffle shuffle, Chun-Li.
I mean, I'm here to tell you, dude. I mean, now there are some amazing costumes and people who are well built. There was a Superman. There was Conan the Barbarian, and that dude looked bigger than Arnold with a red Sonya who was unbelievable. But I'm going to tell you what. These people walking around with less clothes and just the fat rolls that made them look like they swallowed a bag of doorknobs. God,
you are in love with yourself, though. I'll tell you that right now.
I get tired of seeing guys dressed up like Sailor Moon.
Yes.
Yeah. I've noticed that. Hey, good man. Point.
You a guy, and you dressed into the skirt. I hope your parents shot themselves or hung themselves because they did something fucking wrong with you.
Damn.
You should not be fucking wearing a skirt. That's all I'm saying.
It's not the parents' fault. They old enough to make their own decisions.
That's what I'm saying. The parents shot themselves. I'm going to blame it on the parents.
You can't blame the parents.
I'm going to blame it on the parents. Let me say something. If I see your punk ass with a fucking skirt, I will choke you, Nick. I'm not going to.
Oh, my God.
You seen a few of them today. They might give you a free hug.
That's another one.
I almost caught that motherfucker today, too, just by looking at me.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this.
One of them girls in that fucking train looked at me, and I fucking looked at her, and she said, shit. And she looked away quick.
I had a free hug side message. She started twitching like he had been in World War II.
Fist clenched up like Ip Man before the challenge of 10 minutes.
The problem is these little fucking kids who are like, oh, let's get a free hug. Don't give me I'm a grown-ass man. I don't need a free hug from a fucking kid.
And then they all got together. And they formed a line and ran around the convention. That was just annoying as hell. I'm sitting there trying to watch some woman dressed up as Power Girl with some huge cans.
I was watching that mother, that secret, that hot ass mom.
And
she had that fucking ears. She had fucking fine as shit. She disappeared with the quickness as soon as that fucking line disappeared, too.
With the quickness.
I looked down and looked up, and that ass was gone.
With the quickness.
Power Girl, Jeezy, Power Girl.
Once again.
Sorry, man.
So she's walking around with Mr. Sinister, right?
So upset about that shit.
So I want to go look at her and look at him. And I'm sitting there trying to get through, and I've got these, you know, kids walking hand in hand. I almost beat up somebody's kid today. Really? Man.
Most of them weren't even kids. I'm seeing beards, more, you know, more face on their head than me and everything.
Yeah, those were women too.
Yeah, exactly.
Once again, shave, ladies. Ladies, facial hair is not cool, and it's not cute.
But you know me, my motto is somebody out there likes that shit.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
There is somebody out there.
Yeah. Fuck it. Kids walk around with yaoi paddles.
Who?
I asked. They were like, oh, it's gay, it's gay anime porn. I was like, what? Gay anime porn? What the fuck? Then they go around fucking wearing paddles and fucking shirts like, yowie! You're like, yo,
y'all fucking lost your damn mind.
And I'll tell you what.
Somebody likes it.
Speaking of one other thing, and then I'm kind of getting tired of the negativity, but parents, don't let y'all's kids go out to these cons wearing next to nothing. That is not cool.
One thing that I've seen, I can't say there were more parents there, but I did notice there were some parents there.
There were parents there last year that were actually with their kids
dressed up. That were actually with their kids that were dressed up.
That's good, but don't let them go out there half naked. That shit ain't cool.
The ones that were with their parents were the ones that weren't just walking around dressed up and half naked. Like the chick who basically came in her underwear.
I love that chick.
Or the year prior to that. The year prior to that, the ones that just came in a bath towel.
Yeah, I remember that. She just straight up bath towel, yep.
And, you know, no parents. So, yeah.
Look, all I know is, I'm a fan of anime, Japanese animation. I know there are a lot of fans out there. But kids, realize this. That shit is drawn by fucking dirty old men in Japan. And their culture is based on being dirty old men, groping people on trains and shit. I'm just saying. If you're gonna, I'm just gonna fucking grab that shit here. I'm just saying. Be aware of what you're wearing and wear this. I mean, I love the show. I love the shit, but you know what? Not everybody is meant to wear this shit. Okay, I'm just saying.
With the quickness.
Y'all need to cut this shit out with the quickness, okay?
With the hasteness. With the fastliness.
But there were some good costumes out there.
Not just some of the
anime ones. I think those are becoming mass produced too, and you can just buy them off of eBay.
Some people actually
put thought into their costume and actually put work into it. Massachusetts was saying the Wonder Woman.
There were some Wonder Women's that were actually black and
black and gold.
Black and gold. Yeah, beautiful. The traditional Wonder Woman costume, but the color scheme was black and gold.
There was actually a Wonder Woman, a traditional Wonder Woman with the fucking red cape. It was nice.
And I'm loving the Arkham Asylum Harley Quinns too.
From the video game.
I was about to say this. The one thing I kind of like is when they put like a more retro or more updated version of what these DC villains look like, and especially the Joker. Like, one of them guys had a Joker with big sideburns and a long goatee, kind of like, and it was green. And, one guy looked like he had short hairs kind of coming back, but he was wearing like a suit, kind of like, but it was like crazy looking. I mean, enjoyed that. That was good.
I want to see the Killing Joke Joker costume. Can somebody do that shit? Coming with a beach fucking shirt, with a fucking hat, the fucking gun, and a fucking glass, a fucking drink in your hand, and some fucking sandals. That would be some fucking shit.
Jeezy, you said you saw Conan and Red Sonja.
Oh my god!
I mean,
that dude and that woman were well built.
And it wasn't just a guy who just came in a loincloth and a crown on his head.
He had a very nice.
He came with the battle axe, and he had the vest and the boots to go with it.
Yeah,
and she had the chainmail armor, just like Sonja, Red Sonja.
There was the Black Spider-Man costume with Ms. Marvel.
Whose back pants were jacked up about 3 inches above a crack.
Thank you. If you can wear it well, wear it.
Yeah, she could pull it off.
There was some nice poison ivies walking through.
There was one poison booty that was walking around that was just awesome.
And don't feel that you are, because you are wearing a poison ivy outfit, that gives you
the right
to reveal all your skin, all your excess skin with stretch marks on it, ladies. Millions of them.
Stretch marks are only sexy in the dark. No one can see that shit.
It's a liger.
I said, what, did your plants scratch the shit out of you? Oh, no, those are stretch marks.
But
back
to the positive. I like the energy of the show. It was a lot of people having fun just going around, walking, just getting comics, shirts, whatever you can find,
I think overall it's a nice, good, positive vibe about the place.
I wasn't real happy with the day, but with the second day, but I know that's the most hectic and chaotic. Yeah. I think, once again, if it would have been in a bigger venue,
yeah,
it would have been much, much, much better.
I think the overall is finding like-minded people, yeah, that share your interests and hobbies.
To me, it wasn't anything that MegaCon normally isn't on a Saturday. Today was just a normal Saturday for MegaCon.
I will say this. There's a hell of a lot more people there today, though.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
It's almost reaching that point.
Except for that line.
It's almost reaching that point where it was just outright chaos. Because
at first, when we first got there, you were better able to move through. And then as more people got in, it was starting to...
Usually in MegaCon, you can find some solace and some safety in Artist Alley. And you can usually find it in the middle of the convention because that's where they have...
Usually at the back, where all the vendors are at, you can usually find
artists
some kind
and stuff like that. The featured press. Artists, so there's only going to be so many there. But dude, even in the middle there, oh my god, you were like bumping into people left and right.
Those little styrofoam warriors, they fucking cut their space down.
They cut their space down.
So fucking cute. Remember they used to have that fucking strip where they could have that whole fucking tournament going on?
They used to have three or four matches going on at one time.
I'll tell you the truth, I don't think they have the same person running it. Because that, remember the guy who was running for the first 2 years? Mm-hmm. They gave him that fucking strip. That guy was actually serious about his shit. Now I haven't seen him since.
The one that used to come dressed as the barbarian.
With the fucking shit and bald head, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since. And that's the past 2 years, and I don't think he's the same person running it. That's why.
By the way, can somebody explain that to me? What is that all about?
They just, you know how these vendors have sell these weapons to these kids, these swords, not the weapons, but swords and stuff and all that stuff? Well, he just decided, well, since they're selling, I'll just sell these styrofoam padded, you know, these just swords that are made out of styrofoam padded.
It's like a
where
game.
You can actually just run around and hit people with them.
It's like a game.
Yeah,
it's like
basically.
You get points, and like fencing. You know, there's a point system to it, and you get to choose different weapons. You get to choose. You can choose a throwing stars, their foam
spear,
padded, throwing stars, spears, axes,
swords,
and whichever
long sword, short sword.
And you can battle someone else.
And these people, and if you just love all this stuff, and you think you're a fucking Jedi or whatever, people go out there. I mean, I've seen a Wookiee face a girl. She was fucking deadly with her shit.
Yeah, that's one thing about it. You got some people over there, and you can tell they studied some shit.
Yeah, you can tell the difference between people who were just playing around and then those who actually had martial arts training.
Yeah.
And then you can tell the people that are way too serious about it.
Yeah.
Like Cloud last year.
Oh, he's there again. He's always serious.
Was he there again today?
Nice group.
Missed him.
It's like always like a nice group of guys and you can tell. I mean, between the bowing, I've seen them take, you know, Zazla stance, you know, different fighting techniques, styles. I'm like, now those guys take some, and they are serious about it. They ain't even laughing or smiling the whole time.
Where everybody else, yeah. Everybody else is, ha, 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 let's go.
They're in there like, their village just got burnt down.
Like, you what, bitch? You're responsible. You were responsible.
Like, they're the Beastmaster going after the Jun Horde.
Yeah, we love MegaCon.
Love it.
Love MegaCon.
Love MegaCon.
And Sunday, tomorrow is going to be the day when no one's going to be there, and it's basically the wrap up. Yeah.
So
you go in, all the vendors will probably be there at the beginning of the day, but then as
Sunday
time
goes, about 11 or 12 o'clock, the people will start dispersing.
Sunday is also a good day.
It'll be about 1 o'clock, they'll start dispersing, and the vendors will start packing up.
And Sunday is also a good day where you can get your last minute deals on,
yep,
too.
Yeah.
You can find a
half off trades.
If it's still there.
Movies, yeah.
Because, exactly, you know, it may come to a point to where somebody else seen it and they're willing to pay that higher price,
yeah,
instead of waiting on them to reduce it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But shoot, that's how we do at the Direct Edition. That was our recap of the MegaCon weekend. You know, stay tuned and we'll hit you up with another one. Peace.
Later.
Two fingers.